Hey guys, Ali A here with another Fortnite video. JK, if you actually thought we were talking about Fortnite, you guys are nerds.
I gotta say.
Nerds.
We're gonna be talking about bloodbaths, murders, explosion in elevators, assassinations, failed assassinations, you name it.
Actually, we're gonna be talking about the Russian Civil War.
Well, it actually starts with the end of the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917. For nearly 400 years, Russia has been ruled by czars, and the Bolsheviks had started a revolution resulting in a victory.
Now, czars were basically monarchs, and the Bolsheviks supported communism, more like retardism.
With Russia being overrun with communists, a group of czars' loyalists formed a militia called the Superior Army.
Don't you mean the White Army?
Same thing.
Now, the Civil War was already 1 year in, with the White Army looking for a hopeful victory against the Red Army.
In 1918, combined U.S., British, and French expeditionary forces seized ports of Murmansk and Arkhangel, previously controlled by the Red Army.
The U.S. also supplied the White Army with materials needed to help the war effects.
1 year later, the U.S. and all other expeditionary forces withdraw from northern Russia, leaving the White Army to themselves. Okay, so in 1919, Red Army commander Mikhail Frunze retook Ufa, killing 3,000 whites.
And the White Army, Caesar loyalist, and Red Army, communist. Red Army bad? You want to see my impression of the Red Army's butler? Hello? Oh yeah, they're dead.
Throughout the summer of 1919, the whites were in retreat, even though at the beginning of the war, they had the lead.
That's really interesting, Christian. You want to talk more about it?
No, you can go, Brent.
Okay. They killed 3,000 whites. Wow. That's a lot of damage.
Okay, anyway. Frunze led the White Army, and 145,600-something civilians evacuation in Constantinople.
That's really interesting, Christian. Now, say if the Red Army would have won, what do you think the outlooks of Russia would have been like?
The Red Army did win.
I meant if the White Army won, what do you think Russia would look like after?
Russia probably would not be communist.
Wow, that's interesting. That's just something right there. Now, 1920, with the end of the evacuation of the war, finally ended. The deaths included 734,347.
Hey, Christian, you remember when I was talking about bloodbaths, murders, explosion elevators, failed assassinations? Well, now it's that time. Well, there's this guy named Trotsky, and then he left Russia, went to Mexico. Guess what? Another Russian followed him there, found him, act like he was his friend, and then stabbed him in the head with an ice pick. Wow. And now it's held in a museum somewhere. That's pretty interesting. Is there any other interesting things about Russia, Christian?
Continuing with assassinations, Vladimir Lenin, who served in Russia from 1917 to 1922, also got shot in the neck and survived.
Yeah, that guy sucked. We just wanted to kill him, like so many people. I thank the person that tried to shoot him.
Yes, Brent. Shoot.
Wow, Russia just sucked, man. Or, you know, people went out in war and they didn't even have weapons. They had to rely on other people to die so they can just pick up a gun.
Their government just starves their own people. Doesn't make sense, you know?
Yeah, they gas them. They had camps. They sent people to camps. They freeze. Man, I mean, so glad United States is like that because...
The U.S. is great, isn't
it? Yeah, it's perfect, honestly.
We get so much freedom to do whatever we want. Russia.
Yeah, unlike Russia, dumb communists.
If you despise the government, then they kill you, you know?
Yeah.
That's not even fair.
I mean, like, United States, you can talk against the government. No guarantee you say you're going to live, but...
But for the most part, the U.S. is so much better than Russia.
Yeah.
Don't you agree, Brett?
Yeah, I would agree. I really would agree. Now, Russia. Russia had a lot of problems with this system. They were our ally in World War II, I think, when Stalin was in power and fighting against Hitler during the time.
But during that time, Stalin killed many thousands of people because they talked against his will or they held up power against him. And we kind of swept that under the carpet because we were allies with him.
And the Cold War, seriously, I mean, putting cute missiles in Cuba that we own is not even fair. Like, what the heck, dude?
Christian, what's that beeping noise?
I don't know, what is that?
Oh my gosh, the Russians found us!
What?
We're gonna die!
Okay, we're gonna conclude this segment very shortly, because I think the Russians might be onto us.
Oh my gosh, there's a guy in the corner. Okay, bye!